Hi there.
Hi.
Hello. It's Emmanuel. I was calling about the Depo Provera settlement on a recorded line. Were you still looking to see if you can participate?
Yes.
Sure. Just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any other firm, you haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that?
Yes, I have not.
Okay. Now, who was the party diagnosed with meningioma? Was it yourself or a family member?
It was myself.
Very sorry to hear that. And just to confirm here, you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least a year, the brand name, not the generic, and that you took it for at least four injections prior to the diagnosis. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then roughly, what is the date of your diagnosis?
Then my diagnosis was it was in May 13, 2010.
Okay, so 5/13 of 2010, right?
Correct.
Okay, and then when did you start taking the depo?
When did I start taking the Depo? I started in April 2006.
Oh wow, you took it for a long time.
Yes, I did.
So you stopped taking it in May of
I
2010.
stopped. I started in April and I stopped in July 2010.
Okay. Well, okay. Let me click that there. And then, do you know anybody else that took the depo that ended up getting sick like you, or not really?
Not really. I heard. I not that I know them, but a friend of mine knows people, knows somebody else that I told her about my problem, and she said that she had a friend that it happened to her as well.
Oh wow. Okay. Let me put that here. And then will you confirm your gender for the recording?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Yeah, will you confirm your gender, male, female?
Oh no, I'm a female.
Thank you. And I have you as Jessica, Jessica. Last name Briesca. Is that correct?
BIBRIESCA, yes.
Okay. And then your email I have as your last name, your first initial 007 at gmail.com.
Yes.
And then your cell phone I have 424-480-8090.
Yes.
And what would be your current mailing address?
It's 14222 Canterbury Drive, Victorville, California, 92395.
And Canterbury. I'm sorry, give me one second to look that up here.
Okay.
Canterbury. Oh, okay, I was misspelling Canterbury. So that's 14222 Canterbury Drive, Victorville, California, 92395, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And then you weren't diagnosed with any sort of cancer prior to taking the depo, is that correct?
Prior, no.
Okay. And then at what hospital or medical facility were you diagnosed at?
It was at the Eisenhower Medical Center. It's an
Okay. Rancho Mirage?
yes, Rancho Mirage.
Okay, perfect. I see that here. Let me plug that in. And then what was your doctor's name?
Doctor's name was Doctor Larry Koo.
How do you spell the last name?
KHOO.
Okay, perfect. And that was the one that treated you as well at the same facility, was it?
Yes.
Okay. Now, when you were getting the depo, were they giving it to you at a clinic or were they prescribing it and you were picking it up?
I was picking it up.
Okay, so you were going to a pharmacy and then injecting it yourself?
No, my friend would inject me. She's a nurse.
Oh, okay. So, what was the prescribing doctor's name that prescribed it
Oh,
to you?
the prescribing doctor's name,
Mm-hmm.
it was Dr. Sona. I can't pronounce it. Djarm.
Oh
D-jarm?
Yeah. I see it here. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but it's just like my.
Oh no.
I lost a lot of my memory.
No, it's okay. No need to apologize. Hey, no need to apologize. But what facility or clinic were you seeing her?
I was seeing her at the Eisenhower.
As well, okay.
Medical Center.
And then at what pharmacy were you picking up the depot?
I was picking it up at CVS.
In Victorville, or?
Yes, I picked up in Victorville. I picked up in Los Angeles because I was down there for a minute.
Okay. So I see the one in Victorville here. Let me put that there. It only lets me put one, so I'm just going to put the Victorville one.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. Okay. And then just to confirm here, either yourself or the medical facilities or the doctors will have records, right? Medical records, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, correct.
And then you're a U.S. resident, are you?
Yes.
Okay. And then normally we request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put an emergency contact or no?
Yes, you could. I could put my sister.
Do you live with your sister or not really?
No, I don't live with my sister.
What is her name?
Her name is Blanca Rendon.
Spell out Rendon for me.
Rendon.
Perfect. And her phone number?
Her phone number is 323-257-6406, I believe it is.
Okay. And does she live in Victorville as well?
No, she lives down in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. We're also in California, but we're in Orange County, in Irvine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then we're just about done here. The last section is going to be for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
It's 2/11/73.
And the social?
It's 563-97-5952.
Alrighty. I'm going to send you an automated text message and DocuSign email through DocuSign for a quick e-signature. I won't be able to see what's on the screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to try and guide you, okay?
Okay. Okay, so... welcome to DocuSign.
Yep.
That was it. Okay. Let me press on the link. Yes. It says, the envelope was also sent by email. Yes, right? Continue.
Right. Correct.
Okay. Please review and act on these documents. Please sign.
Right.
Okay, I agree. Okay. Continue.
Correct.
And then... there's a little square. Do you want me... Okay, so my name just... Yeah, it's just going to be Breska. Okay. It says, I put the date on it, or it's already there?
No, everything's pre-filled. You just have to tap anywhere that's highlighted in yellow, and you'll keep tapping until the last thing you can tap is a yellow finish button. If nothing happens after you tap the finish button, then you might have missed something somewhere. So we'll see. We'll just kind of keep tapping along after you do the first e-signature.
Okay, did that. Okay. Okay, I signed it already. Now I push finish.
Correct.
Okay.
And as long as it went through, we should be all done for now.
No, okay, this requires signature.
Okay, right. Yeah, we missed something.
Okay, let me see. Okay, I press finished already.
Let me make sure it came through. Yep, you're all set for now. So in about a week or so, the firm will call you directly. They're going to call, introduce themselves, and they're going to double check the work that was sent over to them, make sure there's no spelling errors or anything like that. So when they call, even though their call should be shorter than ours, it'll be a more important call because it's not until they re-verify the information with you to check for accuracy that they confirm it in their system. But for now, you're set for the rest of the day, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.